The Dodgers have become the Bud Light of baseball. Catholic vote blasts Dodgers for caving to anti-Catholic drag queens. By Warner Todd Houston on May 23, 2023. The Los Angeles Dodgers have indeed proven themselves to be the Bud Light of baseball after backing down to the woke and re-inviting the radical, anti-Christian gay and transgender group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, to their Pride Night on June 16. Now that the Dodgers have reversed its decision to disinvite the hate group from its gay Pride Night after acquiescing to Christians who were outraged that the group was set to get a community award at the game, Christians are again mounting efforts to denounce the team for re-inviting the LGBTQ group to the game. Catholic Vote is vowing to resume its campaign to pressure the Dodgers to distance itself from the hate group after the team went groveling back to re-invite them to their June 16 game. After the Los Angeles Dodgers on Monday re-invited an anti-Catholic hate group to be honored at the team's June 16 LGBTQ+ Pride Night, Catholic Vote President Brian Birch vowed to launch a barrage of advertising against the team across Los Angeles and in-game broadcasts, the group said in a Monday press release. "This is a slap in the face of every Catholic," Birch added. "We're raising $1 million as fast as we can. And we will pummel this decision in advertising that the Dodgers can't ignore. Every advertiser, every season ticket holder, every charity, every fan must speak out against the Dodgers' decision to promote anti-Catholic hate," Birch said. "Why does Pride have to include honoring the most grotesque and scandalous anti-Catholic perverts?" Catholic Vote's decision comes after the team proudly announced that it was awarding the Sisters with its Community Hero Award during its forthcoming June 16 Gay Pride Night event. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence is known for dressing in drag queen-inspired nun outfits to mock Catholics, including at pro-abortion rallies, according to Fox News. Dressed as nuns, the group attends parades to push the radical gay agenda. Catholic League President Bill Donahue blasted the team for promoting bigotry, not fighting it with its obscene award for the anti-Catholic group. "These homosexual bigots are known for simulating sodomy while dressed as nuns," Donahue said. "They like to feature a condom savior mass, one that describes how the latex host is the flesh for the life of the world." Donahue also noted that the group also calls itself Sister Homo Fellatio and Sister Joyous Resurrectum and pointed out that only last month, the group held an event mocking the Virgin Mary and Jesus on Easter Sunday. After pressure from Christians, the team announced it had heard their concerns and decided to disinvite the radical hate group from its Gay Pride Night festivities. "Given the strong feelings of people who have been offended by the sisters' inclusion in our evening, and in an effort not to distract from the great benefits that we have seen over the years of Pride Night, we are deciding to remove them from this year's group of honorees," MLB said in a statement. However, since the announcement disinviting the group from the June 16 game, the extreme gay lobby jumped into action to excoriate the team for the move. The campaign from the gay groups spurred the team to make yet another decision, this time to re-invite the sisters to the Gay Pride Night. The team put out a defiant statement enshrined in rainbow colors. The team's announcement renewing its support for the bigoted anti-Catholic group brought much comment on Twitter. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.